Janayarihitamishwaranam. Asmad vidaistad gunasarga mayaya. Nagyayate mohita chitta vartma bis. Tebhyo namo vira yashaskarebhyaha. Nunam. Surely. Janai. By the people in general. Ihitam. Activities. Ishwaranam. Of the controllers. Asmat vidai, like me, tat, of the personality of Godhead, guna, of the modes of material nature, sarga, which brings forth creation, mayaya, by your energy. Na, never. Gyayate, are understood. Mohita, bewildered. Chitta, whose minds. Vartma bihi, way. Tebhyaha, unto them. Namaha, obeisances. Vira yasha karebhyaha, who bring renown to heroes themselves. My dear Lord, I am also the creation of one of your energies, composed of the three modes of material nature. Consequently, I am bewildered by your activities. Even the activities of your devotees cannot be understood. And what to speak of your pastimes? Thus, everything appears to us to be contradictory and wonderful. Responsibly, please repeat. My dear Lord, I am also the creation of one of your energies, composed of the three modes of material nature. Consequently, I am bewildered by your activities. Even the activities of your devotees cannot be understood. And what to speak of your pastimes? Thus, everything appears to us to be contradictory and wonderful. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various forms and incarnations are always uncommon and wonderful. It is not possible for a tiny human being to estimate the purpose and plans of such activities. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has said that unless the Lord's activities are accepted as inconceivable, they cannot be explained. The Lord is eternally existing as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Goloka Vrindavana. He has also simultaneously expanded himself in innumerable forms, beginning with Lord Rama, Lord Nasimha, Lord Varaha, and all the incarnations coming directly from Shankarsana. Shankarsana is the expansion of Baladev, and Baladev is the first manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, all these incarnations are known as Kala. The word Ishwaranam refers to all the personalities of Godhead, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5:39, Ramadimurtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that all the incarnations are partial expansions or kala of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not take the plural number of the word Ishwaranam to mean that there are many Godheads. The fact is that God is one, but He exists eternally and expands Himself in innumerable forms and acts in various ways. Sometimes the common man is bewildered by all this and considers such activities contradictory. But they are not contradictory. There is a great plan behind all the Lord's activities. For our understanding, it is sometimes said that the Lord is situated in the heart of the thief, as well as in the heart of the householder. But the supersoul in the heart of the thief dictates, "Go and steal things from that particular house." And at the same time, the Lord tells the householder, "Now be careful of thieves and burglars." These instructions to different persons appear contradictory. Yet we should know that the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has some plan, and we should not consider such activities contradictory. The best course is to surrender unto the Personality of Godhead wholeheartedly and being protected by Him, remain peaceful. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 17th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Maharaj Prithu Becomes Angry with the Earth. Nunam janari hitam ishwaranam asmad vidaistad gunasarga mayaya nagyayate mohita chitta vartma bhistebhyo namo vira yashaskarebhyaha. My dear Lord, I am also the creation of one of your energies, composed of the three modes of material nature. Consequently, I am bewildered by your activities. Even the activities of your devotees cannot be understood, and what to speak of your pastimes. Thus everything appears to us to be contradictory and wonderful. So it is a question of faith, because ultimately it is not possible for the finite living entity with his finite senses and his finite brain to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is infinite. He is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as the summum bonum. There are many gods or controllers, and here we learn that even the Vishnu Tattva, Svangsa expansions of the Lord, are also equal to Krishna, in so many ways. Sometimes they do not manifest the full potency of Krishna, but they are indeed his expansions. Departure eva hi dashantaram abhyupetya dipayate vritahetu samana dharma. Just like one candle will light many other candles, there is one original candle. All the succeeding candles are also one candle power, giving the same light. But nevertheless, there is one. To understand the science of Godhead, to understand the origin, janmadiyasya yataha, to understand the original personality, we have to refer to authorized literature such as Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which is the summary of all the Upanishads and the essence of Vedic knowledge. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, third chapter, a description is given. It can never be a complete description because the incarnations of Krishna are as numerous as waves in the ocean. But it does list the major incarnations, as is described here in this verse from Brahma Sanita, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtana Nabataram Akarod Bhubaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Samabhavat Paramahumanyo. So similarly in Srimad Bhagavatam, after describing all the different incarnations, Krishna is listed as Bhagavan Swayam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Ete Chanksa Kala. Out of all these different kalas, Krishna is the original source. Therefore, we worship Krishna, not Vishnu, but Krishna, because Krishna is the origin of Vishnu. Now, if we are to try to understand Krishna's position without reference to the Shastra and without accepting Achintya Shakti, or the inconceivable nature of Godhead, then we will have far less of a chance of understanding him than Lord Brahma. In the Brahma Vimohana Lila, where he was bewildered by Gopal, by the baby, the child Krishna, how this child can be controlling all the universes and yet at the same time be playing with his coward boyfriends and with the cows and with his gopikas. How is it possible? How is it possible even if he had an office and a desk and a Pentium computer? What to speak of? Appearing to have nothing but his flute and his buffalo horn and his lunchbox. And how can he control everything? Impossible to understand. Therefore, we have to accept Achintya Shakti, or we have to pack our bags and go home and forget it and just die. But if you want to understand, then you have to have a little faith. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota. You have to associate with persons who have faith, and hopefully you will imbibe their faith. It is not that great personalities have never accepted Lord Krishna. The truly great personalities, such as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami, and a whole plethora of great saintly persons. Just in the last 5,000 years, what to speak throughout history, have accepted Krishna. Bhrigu Muni accepted Krishna. So many great rishis, Asita, Devala, Narada, they all accepted Krishna as the supreme, and his abode as supreme, his activities as supreme. They accepted. It is not that they could understand. Even Prithu, he is an incarnation of God. Shakti Avesha, he's empowered. But he has a limited ability to understand Krishna. Therefore, what is his reaction? He offers suitable prayers to the Lord. And he feels satisfied. He feels happy. And ultimately, Anandamaya Vyasat, Krishna's position is that he is always enjoying. We are part of Krishna. Mamai Vamsa Jivaloke. He says it. We know it logically. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are eternally his parts and parcels. And because he is enjoying, we also have a desire to enjoy. But at the present moment, we're not enjoying. We're constantly afflicted by so many miseries. And yet proudly, we arrogantly we establish our so-called independence from any authorities, from any belief system. I think for myself. Yes, you think for yourself and you go to hell. Mrityu sansara vartmani. You go back within the cycle of mohitam nabijanati. You are simply bewildered and you will never understand. Aprapyamam nivartante mrityu sansara vartmani. Faithless persons, they're happy neither in this world nor in the next. They simply take birth again and again and again. They're born again and again and again and again. So, therefore, it is intelligent. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan. When you actually become intelligent, you will realize that it is your constitutional position, svardhagatim. It is your self-interest to serve Krishna, to offer everything to Krishna, to worship Krishna, to pray to Krishna, to love Krishna, and to accept his inconceivable potencies. Practically, we have to make a decision in our lives. Are we theists or are we atheists? Do we follow the laws of God or do we disobey the laws of God? That is our choice. We can sum up whatever we know with our tiny intelligence, our common sense, and then we have to make a decision. Am I going to take to the process of sadhana bhakti, of purification? Am I going to try to awaken that dormant love, that dormant knowledge within my heart? Or am I going to, by my senses, try to enjoy sense gratification in competition with the 7 billion other competitors, and hope that I'll come out on top, which is unlikely, because not only do we have 7 billion competitors, but we have some very powerful agents, Durga Devi with her trishul, pricking us with so many miseries, adidaivik, adibhautik, adiatmik, klesha. We have birth, death, disease, and old age. So many things. And yet, even though we're pounded like the waves against the surf, if you've seen the waves smashing against the rocks, the ocean, you're smashed down with a tremendous weight. The ocean, the weight of the water, smashing against the rocks is tremendous. If you've ever been caught up in a wave while surfing or while swimming and the wave carries you and smashes you against the beach, you can understand the power of the ocean and how weighty it is. That water smashing against the rocks is like us smashing our head against material nature. I will never surrender. And yet we just get beaten. So finally, we have to accept. We can see. Pasyanapi. We can see. We choose not to see. But we can if we want to. Not hard. For example, some of the inconceivable things that happen right in the material world. It's inconceivable how my fingernail is growing. Anyone know how? Can any scientist explain to me how this dead matter fingernail, cut it all you want, no complaint. How is it growing? Inconceivable. Inconceivable how Prabhupada, his example he liked to use was of a lemon tree. The lemon flower is pretty and produces a fruit, a lemon. And Prabhupada said it produces tons of citric acid, or otherwise known as citric acid. How it is producing that chemical? So many chemicals are being produced by life. Not that life is being produced by chemicals, but this is inconceivable. And then the devotees of the Lord, their activities are also inconceivable. Tanravakra, Mudrachit. How's that going? Tanravakya. Mars, come on. Vigyeha Nabhujaya. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kriyam Vaishnavara, actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says Tanra, but I remember memorizing Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Nabhujaya. Just came from a festival when I was young. I never went to, I was on the West Coast, so I didn't go to the New York Woodstock. In 1969, there was a gathering of the tribes in New York, Woodstock, Battle of the Bands. So I decided I would go to the Woodstock in Poland, see how it compared. Well, it was amazing. There was over 500,000 kids there, and a lot of bands. And what was really amazing was the devotee presence there. And practically speaking, although he has a lot of help and a lot of devoted persons, but it is all 12 years hard work of His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj. It's inconceivable how he's done it. Krishna within his heart inspired him in a country like Poland. I can't understand why. But no one was there, and Maharaj just decided he would do his program there. And we had a huge tent with a big stage, 110 meters long tent, packed, jam-packed, day and night, with thousands and thousands of kids, and all kinds of activities going on. You should see what it's like trying to preach to people at 1 o'clock in the morning from the stage when they're all intoxicated with alcohol and drugs, and they've just seen Shelter, and you get up and you got to give a lecture. I don't know how to inject into their dull brains, but anyway, tons of prasadam distributed, questions and answers going on continuously. And all the devotees, Maharaj hardly has anything to do. Same way Krishna, he hardly has anything to do. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natatsamas chavyadikascha drishyate. Supreme Lord has nothing to do, but by his inconceivable energies, prasya shaktar vividaiva sruyate, svabhaviki gyanam balakriya. So everything is, his strength is that he is mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. He is the inspiration, he is the controller of the modes of material nature. Although he never leaves Vrindavan, although if you ever see any picture, there's no picture of Krishna where he's not enjoying. He's constantly enjoying pastimes with his devotees. He has no work to be done, and yet he does everything. So this is only inconceivable, and we have to make that decision. Do we want God to be someone who has a job 9 to 5 and has a house and a mortgage and 5 kids, and, you know, is that God? Or is God able to do anything he wants because he's the Supreme? So it may appear to be contradictory, but the nature of knowledge is, first of all, kala, desha, patra, time, place, and circumstance, and also there are 5 factors. And in every action, and one action is acquiring knowledge. So the place, the time, the endeavor, the senses involved, and supersoul. So we have different capabilities of understanding due to our devotion, due to our purva karma. So many factors are there. And finally, what Krishna wants us to understand. We can understand as much as Krishna wants us to understand. Mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. From Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So we just have to accept. And this is important for our happiness. To remain peaceful, we have to accept that whatever Krishna does is perfect, and the reasons will be revealed to us when Krishna desires to reveal them to us. But in the interim, we have to be steadily fixed at his lotus feet as his servants. That is our constitutional position, our swadharma, our original nature, and there's just no other way. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Comments? Yes, sir. I don't know. The original songbook came from Achyutananda Swami. Now, why is it Krishna Bhakti or Vishnu Bhakti? I think more or less you can equate Krishna Bhakti with Vishnu Bhakti. I've never heard Prabhupada chant that mantra. So I couldn't say, well, I don't care what it is, but Prabhupada chanted it this way, therefore I never heard that. I think Krishna Bhakti got started in India. I had trouble Vishnu Bhakti, but there is Vishnu Bhakti. I mean, we're worshipping Radha, Gokulananda, in awe and reverence, in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Although we talk bhakti, but we're not on the level of bhakti. Bhakti begins at raga. So sadhana bhakti is more or less reverential. Sri Ramaj, help me out here. Vishnu bhakti, Krishna bhakti. Kesha Bharati said he heard Prabhupada say Krishna Bhakti?
Yes, to answer.
As far as he can remember. Okay, so Krishna Bhakti it is. And those of you who want to chant Vishnu Bhakti, no problem. Yeah. Krishna reciprocates with us according to our desire. So the thief, he wants to make quick money without any work. So Krishna inspires him in that way. That's his contract. That's his... He says, yayatamaham prapadyante. As you desire, I reciprocate with you. And the householders, or what to speak of householders, nobody likes to have their things stolen. So best thing is just to use everything in Krishna's service, and then you have a very legitimate reason for protecting and being attached to the facilities which Krishna's provided for you to serve him. Otherwise, they're both karmis. The thief is a karmi, and the householder who doesn't distribute his wealth. I guess the best formula is given in the Ishopanishad, where it is said that everything animate or inanimate within the world is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should accept that which is set aside as his quota, one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Now, in the world of thieves and householders, if they don't know this principle, then, you know, Krishna is just facilitating the desires of different individuals. The fact that they overlap is not his fault. You live in the material world, those are the rules of the game, survival of the fittest. Jivo jivasya jivanam. One living being is food for another. It's not fair. Nothing's fair here. Yeah. Huh? A what? Cheaters and the cheated. When you're following Krishna's path, and you're doing everything for Krishna. Otherwise, there is no right or wrong. Actually, here's an interesting thing. I did not hear it directly, but I've heard it since I was a child. Prabhupada said in business, if someone tries to cheat you, you cheat him back. Actually, I heard it from Giriraj Swami. That was reliable. There's certain codes in the material world, but certainly as a devotee, you have every right to act on the transcendental platform. Now, there is the Bengali saying, Dori Machi Nachui Pani. You have to be careful if you want to go fishing that you don't get all wet. So, you know, by hook or by crook, distribute my books. You know, Prabhupada did not mean we should cheat people, act like crooks. In fact, the expression is an old English expression, which does not mean cheat. But anyway, devotees took it. Anything justifies the means, the end. And therefore, we got a tremendously bad reputation in America for the change-up. But on the other hand, so many books went out, and Prabhupada was pleased. On the other hand, Prabhupada said, if you distribute a book to someone and they go away angry, you're a rascal. So these are all seemingly contradictory positions. But as far as cheaters and the cheated goes, people are enjoying or suffering the lot of their karma. And we're not here to teach morality, mundane morality. We're here to teach that, okay, if you're a cheater, then give the fruits to Krishna somehow or other. I know so many life members who cheat in business but give big donations to the temple. And we don't say, no, this money comes from cheating, we won't take it. We say, yes, thank you. Prabhupada once said, I was there at a darshan in June, and someone asked, and Prabhupada was talking about Mayavadi sannyasis. You know, you go to them and you offer them some money or some material thing. And you go, I'm not interested. I'm aloof. And Prabhupada said, if you give to me, I will go like this. Because we have so many good programs for using that money. So, the material world is sometimes to me, anyway, just to me, is more bewildering than the spiritual world. The activities of people in this world is inscrutable. Why do they act the way they do? They're under the laws of karma. So just take shelter of Lord Krishna, have faith in Lord Krishna, and be happy. You will be happy if you take to the process full-heartedly. Give everything. And no misery in the material world will ever disturb you. No cheaters. Yes?
No, I'm not saying that Lakshmi supersedes principle.
Lakshmi supersedes principle? Bucks are the basis, right? You know, again, it depends upon your Krishna consciousness and the utility in the material world, learning how to deal with the material world. Everything is constant in a state of flux. Everything is changing. So time, place, and circumstance, there's no one answer to satisfy everything. Your integrity, your principle should be to serve Krishna and his pure devotees. That's all there is. Always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. Everything will flow from there. Of course, we can explain things on a relative level by various formulas. If people are in doubt, they need translation, they need word meanings, they need purports, so many things. So we can do that. But I can't, you know, Maharaj Yudhisthira had great integrity. He was the most honest man. But he had to see hell, because he hesitated to follow Krishna, to tell a lie. Got it?